WTMA News Time is 7:14. I'm Richard Todd. Welcome to the Morning Buzz. This weekend, we saw the passing of former Indonesian leader Suharto, who was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people who were political opponents of him in Indonesia. We also saw the passing of Gordon B. Hinckley, the man revered as the prophet, seer, and revelator by nearly 13 million Latter-day Saints. The head, the president of the Mormon Church, died at the age of 97. And Archbishop Christodoulos, who eased centuries of tension with the Vatican but angered liberal critics, died of cancer at the age of 69. The head of Greece's Orthodox Church passed away over the weekend. And also, at the age of 57, former Live 5 weatherman and WTMA personality Keith Nichols lost his battle with lymphoma. And here's a portion of a conversation that our own John Quincy had with Keith Nichols when we look back at his time here at WTMA and WTMA's 65th anniversary.
Okay, we're talking to ex-WTMA DJ Keith Nichols, who, of course, now is on Channel 5, been a meteorologist there for quite a long time. How long have you been with Channel 5?
I've been there since 1985.
Now, you were on WTMA when?
Actually, twice. I was there late 60s, actually, doing news with Frank Hunt. And then went back to school, finished there at USC, and was working at some radio stations in Columbia. And came back to WTMA when I graduated, which was December of 1972.
All weekend long, the mighty TMA will give away an 8-track tape every 30 minutes, beginning at 6 p.m. tonight. When you hear Santa laugh, ho, 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 the first caller in at 556-5851. But win an 8-track tape from the mighty TMA. 7 after 2 o'clock, Friday in the city, Mama Claudia's Porter with some boogie from Greg Allman.
Now, how did you end up at WTMA?
John Trenton was program director at the time, and I had been working at WNOK in Columbia with Mike Hyatt, ironically, who was program director at the time. It's a very small industry. And was graduating from college and looking around for a full-time gig with a little more bucks. And sent a tape, and John called me back up because he knew me. I had worked there about a year and a half before and said, "You've turned into a disc jockey. Come work midnight to 6. So that's what I did for almost a year. And then did 7 to midnight for a year or two, and finally ended up on middays before I left and went over to television. It was a phenomenal time for AM radio. It was just before the FM revolution hit. We had ratings then that people now would absolutely kill people for. The last book before the FM came on, and I was doing 7 to midnight, I had a 77 share, which is unheard of anymore. I mean, we literally owned the market. But back then, there were only like 12 or 13 stations in the whole town, which is, you know, double that now. So it was a different kind of time. We could have fun. We could do some things that that pushed the edge of the envelope, and just really, really had a good time.
WTMA, 11 minutes after 2 o'clock Friday with Keith Nichols in Charleston. Cloudy skies, 40 degrees, Temptations on cloud.
It was fun. It was like a big family. Not only did everybody work together well at the station, we got together socially as a group on a lot of occasions. You know, the management gave us basically free rein to be creative and, you know, try something. And it wasn't that it must follow this format and everything must be exactly as this, that, and the other. And we just free-formed it and went out and had a good time. And I think that was part of the reason for our success, is people knew that we liked one another. And it showed on the air, and that we were having fun.
And his family here at WTMA and his family over at Live 5 News express our deepest sympathies and our thoughts and prayers with his widow, as Keith Nichols has died at the age of 57 after a battle with lymphoma.
From Live 5, Chief Meteorologist Bill Walsh, 1250 WTMA, total weather.
Currently we have 41 degrees along the Carolina coast. It's 35, the wind chill that feels like 28 here at the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, and your traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. And I'm Richard Todd. Welcome to the Morning Buzz. You know, John Quincy is our current local radio historian, and as WTMA is the oldest radio station in the Lowcountry, and next year we'll be celebrating our 70th anniversary. I've told many people many times that I feel very, very lucky and very, very fortunate to be sitting in a chair that has been occupied by a lot of radio legends in the Lowcountry for the last 7 decades.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
WTMA is as part of the fabric of the community of Charleston as any piece of media that's ever existed in the Lowcountry. WTMA has a long history and a long heritage, and I feel so fortunate to be a part of that and to be sitting in this chair that's been occupied by a lot of people. And the same can be said as well for having worked with a lot of people like a Keith Nichols who worked here at WTMA back in the music heydays of the AM, the Tiger Radio and the big TMA.
He was a true professional, whether it was TV, whether it was radio. He did both equally well. And by the way, you can listen to more of that interview as well as hear several samples of Keith's airwork on WTMA by going to WTMAMemories.com, WTMAMemories.com.
WTMAMemories.com, yep. And a lot of people obviously remember going through many storms with Keith Nichols when he was the weatherman over at Live 5, and we'll talk with Bill Walsh about that a little bit later on this morning, as Keith Nichols has lost his battle with lymphoma at the age much too young of only 57.
And former Channel 5 weatherman Keith Nichols lost his battle with cancer Sunday in Charleston. He had been the morning weatherman on Channel 5 for years, and had started working for them in 1985. Keith stayed there until 2005, but before television came radio, and several stints at WTMA in the late 60s and early 70s.
The most hit music, WTMA. David Gates and Brent, another tender little left ballad tweak your ears this morning. 1021 with Keith Nichols and Charleston Tuesday, 39 degrees and clear.
Keith was 57 years old and is survived by his wife. I'm Fred Story, 1250 TMA Total News. Depend on it.
And you know, Fred, as a cancer survivor, I've been talking with Keith Nichols many times over the last few years in his battle with lymphoma, which was in remission for a while, but came back, and he had been fighting it bravely for about 3 years. And, you know, he was part of the WTMA family in the 70-year history of this radio station, Keith Nichols and his... And also, a lot of people with a lot of memories of riding out a lot of storms with Keith Nichols when he was a weatherman over at Live 5.
He didn't live a long life, but I know he had fun doing what he did while he was alive.
Yep.
He really enjoyed broadcasting.
Yep.
So.
Keith Nichols was a good guy, and 57 is too young.
Many of us never find a true calling in our lives, but I think he did, and that's one thing that we can all be happy for, that he really enjoyed his life in broadcasting.
Yeah, sorry to hear his... passing this weekend. We're going to talk to Bill Walsh in a moment about his colleague Keith Nichols, who passed away at the age of 57 this weekend after a 3-year battle with lymphoma. And our thoughts and prayers are with his widow Beth, and of course his WTMA and Live 5 family. Send our deepest regrets to the family of Keith Nichols. Bill, we were just talking a moment ago about the passing of your former colleague Keith Nichols. Sadly died over the weekend at the age of only 57 after a 3-year battle with lymphoma. And just you were someone who worked closely with him for a long time. And just wondering about your reaction to his passing.
Well, it was sad. We were up there last couple of weeks, you know, back and forth up to Roper, and you know, it is a tough deal. I mean, you know, and it is a sad day. Keith was a one of a kind type of guy, and really enjoyed, you know, broadcasting from everything from when he was at TMA to his time out west when he worked out in Omaha, Nebraska as a news director, and then of course, you know, back here as in weather. He's just an amazing guy, a stand-up guy. We enjoyed each other's, you know, we played off each other a lot.
Yes. Because you guys were great, I thought, together when the two of you were walking us through severe weather and hurricanes as well. And is there a particular memory, a particular moment, something that really that just stands out to you in the many years you worked with Keith Nichols there at Live 5?
Oh, there are many. I mean, I remember one in particular. I think it was Hurricane Bonnie. It was the late 90s when we had all those storms that came up right by us and went up to Wilmington. And I think it was Hurricane Bonnie. Both of us, you know, were watching the storm the night before, and it looked like it wasn't going to be a factor or come near us. And then I went home, and of course he did the mornings. He went home, and both of our weather alarms went off at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 2 a.m. They had put out a special advisory and then put up a hurricane warning or hurricane watch, something for our coast. And I woke up. I was like, oh my gosh, I called Keith, and we all came running in. I just remember we were looking at each other like, wow, that was a big change in about, you know, 6 hours. And there was another one, of course, during Hurricane Floyd. How could we forget that?
I was going to mention Floyd because I can remember coming over to Live 5 with you guys and doing round-the-clock coverage on radio and television. And then, right. You know, we were just, I mean, it never ended. I mean, it was literally going on for 24, 36, 48 hours. And you and Keith were always, one of you guys were always awake and always on the air to give the latest weather information during Floyd.
And we had a ferret. We had everything at the station that for some reason we were Noah's Ark over there.
Yeah, I spent the night on the floor in the hallway of Live 5. Yes.
That's right. And we had somebody brought their ferret and it got loose and it ate through the bag or whatever it was in and box. I guess it was a box of cardboard and it got loose and came running into the storm center while we were live on the air. And I just remember Keith having to explain to me the difference between a ferret and a rat. Because I thought it was a rat. It's those kind of, it's like, you know, only in this crazy business of show business that this stuff happens.
Well, you know, Bill, also the way that people through the magic of radio and television get to know you or get to feel like they know you personally. They really feel they get to know you and your personality comes across. And Keith Nichols was always sort of a calming influence.
Absolutely.
And just a very good guy all around.
One thing Keith did, you know, which Keith for me was he would always explain football because I'm not Mr. Sports, and Keith loved football, and that way his passion was USC.
And you know what? Another passion I think he had that came out near the end of his career there at Live 5 was the special "You Gotta Eat."
You Gotta Eat.
He had so many people mention that to him, and I think he really enjoyed it. And that was one of those gigs that you kind of were envious about because he went around to restaurants all over the place and he enjoyed some great food. But "You Gotta Eat," and just you know, our thoughts and prayers are with his widow Beth, and of course his Live 5 family and his WTMA family. We will remember Keith Nichols,
and his daughter Kristen, who just got married, and he was at the wedding, wonderfully enough, and. And she's an attorney here in town and a wonderful person, and she just got married and he was at the wedding, which was back before Christmas, which was a great thing. And but yeah, he certainly will be missed. A sad day for Live 5.
Yep, for Live 5 and the WTMA family. And and Bill, you keep up the good work, buddy, and I know we'll remember Keith forever, and we thank you for the wonderful weather for the Oyster Festival. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great Monday.
You bet. There he goes. Live 5's chief meteorologist, Bill Walsh. Right now we have 41 degrees along the Carolina coast, and it's 36 here at 1250 WTMA.